The Fables and Fairy Tales Podcast. This week, the spider who wanted to tell stories. This story was written by me, and it's based on a Ashanti folktale from West Africa. Here to read it to you, it is I, your storyteller, Chip Cahoon. This is part two, with more for Anansi to do. If you missed everything before today, catch up at fablespodcast.co.uk. But if the story is with you, then let us continue. But after Anansi had climbed back to the forest floor, he looked very upset. Would you feel concerned about going near a snake that swallows people whole? I would. But can you imagine how a little spider would feel? Anansi was so small, the snake would be massive. But Anansi felt bolder now he had completed the first challenge to catch the wasps. And he still really, really wanted to tell stories. So he grabbed a long stick and set off through the forest. He listened for the sound of the snake. Do you know the sound that a snake makes? Anansi followed the sound of hiss until he saw the snake between the trees. It really was ginormous! So Anansi held up the stick and said, "Now I'm definitely right." The snake heard Anansi speaking and slithered through the trees to ask, "Anansi, why are you talking to yourself?" Anansi replied, "Oh, great snake who swallows people whole. My wife and I were arguing this morning. She thinks you are shorter than this stick, but I think you're longer." The snake replied, "Well, let's find out. I'll lie next to the stick. If I'm longer, you can go back and tell your wife. If the stick's longer, I'll eat you, so you can't tell anyone. How does that sound?" Anansi pretended he wasn't scared. "Sure." So Anansi laid the stick on the ground, and the snake lay beside it. But the snake could not lay still. Anansi scratched his head and said, "It's no use. Every time you move, the stick moves as well. I can't keep you next to each other." The snake said, "Well, why don't you tie my body to the stick? That way, if I move, the stick will move with me." Anansi thought this was a great idea and used his sticky thread to tie the snake to the stick very tightly. Then he carried the stick with the snake to the top of the tallest tree and said, "Here you are, Nyambe, the snake that swallows people whole." Nyambe took the snake. "Very clever, little spider. But you still have to bring me the jaguar with teeth like swords." Anansi replied, "Of course, I'll be right back." That was part two of The Spider Who Wanted to Tell Stories. To find out if Anansi completes all the challenges set by Nyambe, make sure you've subscribed to our podcast for tomorrow's episode. Or, if you can't wait, sign up to become an epic explorer. That way you can hear the whole story all at once and get a copy of the book with some amazing pictures. In fact, you can even watch me tell the story for you and strengthen your creative muscles with my epic challenge. And once you're finished with Anansi, you'll find loads of other great stories there too. To become an epic explorer, just put on your sweetest voice, ask your grown-up to sit with you at a computer, and go to fablespodcast.co.uk. Right now, though, it only remains for me to say cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon. So, cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon.